Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is KNIA KRLS Sports' very own and the voice of the Dutch, Trevor Castle. All right, Trevor, so we've got some changes to the fall sports lineup as far as our coverage. Maybe talk about that a little bit with our listeners.
Well, we are very excited that we're bringing two new local programs to the table that's going to make KNIA KRLS Football Friday night sound cliche, but bigger and better than ever. I mean, we are extremely proud of the sports coverage that we do here at the radio station, and this is an opportunity to just make it a full-fledged Football Friday night. And we're adding a Football Friday night radio preview show, which is going to be a full hour of just information about our local games. Anybody that watches college football on Saturday or the NFL on Sunday, I mean, you get your college game day or your Fox pregame show, you know, think that on a local version. So talking about Pella, Pella Christian, Knoxville, PCM, Pleasantville, Melcher Dallas, Twin Cedars. We're going to be live in the studio with Stephen Flattery and Marcus Johnson and myself talking about the games, having our announcers call in first from the field, giving updates. We're going to be picking games. We're going to have special features. We're going to be bringing you the weather updates, looking ahead at the district matchups as the season gets later along, looking at playoff scenarios. Anything that you want to know about what's going on Friday night, we're going to have for you with our preview show. Then, of course, we've got our five live games that we do every Friday night. Pella and Pella Christian on 92.1 KRLS, Knoxville on 1320 AM KNIA, Pleasantville and PCM streamed live at KNIAKRLS.com. In fact, all five games live on our website. That's a new thing for us this year. All five of them will be live on our website as well as available for on-demand after the fact. And then we're going to put the proverbial bow on the package with our Football Friday Night Radio Scoreboard Show, which will air approximately 10 o'clock, but as soon as our live games are over, and that's going to just finish things off. Scores, highlights, stats, recaps, reports, updated scores from our district games, updated standings, playoff scenarios, a look ahead to next week, just a full hour of everything that happened and is going to happen over the next week. So it's just that full package that's going to get you set for the games. You get the live games. We're going to wrap up the games, and we're going to take you through the whole Football Friday night. So we're excited about that.
And it sounds like it'll be an opportunity to run deeper with storylines. And also, a lot of the times when the games end, we just have the post game, and then when things start to unfold in the next few hours following, you might actually be able to talk about that rather than people have to wait a whole week.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a matter of, okay, so we've had our coach's corner in the past, which is great, and we're still going to continue to have our coach's corner. That's a chance, you know, to hear from the coach themselves. But this is a chance, as you said, to kind of get some of that analysis that goes beyond the post-game show. You know, we've got a 30-minute post-game show live from the field, which provides some great insight. But this, as you said, is a chance to develop that a little bit further, especially as other, you know, later in the season, as other scores start to trickle in, you start to get a feel really for where the playoffs are at. You know, that always doesn't happen within that 30 minutes immediately after the game ends. You know, so this gives us a chance to dive into that a little bit deeper, give folks some you know, updated information as far as where their team stands, what do they need to do to make it to the playoffs, or did they get shut out of the playoffs, you know, those kind of things. You know, so it does give us that extra hour on Friday nights to bring people just that much more information.
Well, and I know we take our sports coverage very seriously. It sounds like this will be another opportunity to be first, fast, and as accurate as possible.
Yeah, I mean, again, we are the one to count on for today's local sports coverage. There's nowhere else that you're going to go that you're going to find the information that we're going to provide on Friday night. Now, there's other places that people can go to find bits and pieces of that information. I mean, we're not sitting here and saying that, you know, nobody else has scores that are going on around the area. But if you want to find out, let's say you're a Pella fan and you want to find out how, you know, the other teams in the district did, how Knoxville did or how Pella Christian did or whatever, sure, you can flip on TV and sit there for 15 minutes and wait for all the scores from the entire state to grow across the bottom of the TV screen. Or you can try to bounce around on different websites. I mean, there are other places to get it, but if you care about what's going on locally in Marion County and affects our schools, we have that information and we can get it to you first, fast, and accurately.
Special thanks again going out to KNIA KRLS Sports' very own Trevor Castle for explaining some of those pre- and post-game shows we'll have this fall for Football Friday nights. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.